up, Roy and Brenda and Mike and Bonnie? Just your average folk.
Very fine people.
The kind of average folk who have sold millions of records and won thousands of awards.
Okay, well.
And whom I have chatted with at one time or another.
You know what? You are special.
When it comes to name dropping, I'm
taking it up a notch.
Right now at 45 RPM.
Welcome, welcome.
You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
It's not supposed to make that noise.
Look, a song is a song. You either dig it or you don't.
I hope this doesn't go on my permanent record.
Yes, sir. It brings back a lot of memories.
And just for the record,
I guess the only thing we can do is play you a song.
We stand witness to the awesome power of radio.
Your plastic pal who's fun to be with.
And for all of you out there, this is your song.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you begin to understand. Everything about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life to be with you. No one can do the same.
Hello?
Hello?
Anybody there? Anybody there?
To 45 RPM and your host, author.
Oh, yeah. Santa Butt.
Humorist.
Okay, that's enough fat ass jokes for this week.
Grammy nominated songwriter.
Wherever the music takes me, kitten.
And award winning broadcast personality.
Tune in for another astonishingly wondrous episode of
Scott Edward Phelps.
You're the man, man.
You know, there's one question that always bugs me when I hear that. Is that like, I'm the man, comma, man? Like, you know, hey man. Or am I the man, like Batman or Superman?
Whatever.
Yes, appreciate your weighing in there.
Whatever.
All right, I don't know. What I do know is...
just like that.
Everything oldies is new again. Hey, everybody, it's Scott Edward Phelps, and welcome to 45 RPM. Roy Orbison kicking it off. That was one of the last records that Roy did before his untimely passing back in the 1980s. But it's a particular poignance to me because I had the pleasure and privilege of actually living with Roy Orbison and his family back in the 1980s.
Awesome!
And that's what this episode is all about. No, not living with Roy Orbison and his family in the 1980s. This time around, 6 degrees of SCP, a little segment that we do in the show from time to time, expanded to a whole hour.
Whatever.
Yes, again, thank you for your input. Songs done by people that I'm acquainted with or have had contact with or some kind of situation with, which gives me the opportunity to share and storytell and name drop shamelessly.
Whatever.
Nah, don't even go there. Joe English was born in Rochester, New York in 1949, and he was a member of a band called the Jam Factory. He was looking for an opportunity to move his career along, so he answered an ad for a drummer in early 1975. That led him to the basement of an old building where, OMG, he found himself face to face with Paul McCartney.
Well, yeah.
The audition was for Wings, and Joe got the job.
You go, girl.
He played on Wings at the Speed of Sound, the Wings Over America Live album, and London Town, and was also, of course, the drummer on the actual tour in 1976. But while recording that London Town album in 77, he got homesick and went home to Georgia, where he started playing with Chuck Lavelle's band Sea Level, and that pretty much ended his time with McCartney and Wings.
Bye-bye.
For the next few years, he made a living doing sessions, recording sessions, demo sessions, and I don't know how it came to be, but on a recording session that I was doing for some demos that I had written along with some other songwriters, a music publishing house group demo session, somebody said to me, "Hey, the drummer's pretty good. You know who that is, right?" I said, "I don't know. Some guy named Joe." He said, "That's Joe English."
Well, yeah.
Had a nice chat with him and was very careful not to ask too many Wings questions. Because you got to imagine that somebody like that was constantly asked, "Hey, what was it like to be with the Wings? Hey, what was Paul McCartney really like? Hey, remember when you were with Paul McCartney on the Wings?" Not the Wings. Get it right, for heaven's sakes. The very first album which he played upon with Mr. McCartney and Mrs. McCartney, it was Venus and Mars. It was a rock show, Joe English. Oh yeah, and those other guys in the band at 45 RPM.
Hi, this is Mike Love of the Beach Boys, and you're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
Hi, little girl, it's me.
don't you know who I am? I met you last summer when I came up to stay with my friend. I'm the guy who left you with tears in his eyes. You didn't answer my letter, so I figured it was just a lie. Hair is getting long and your shorts, they sure fit you fine. I'll bet you went out every night during this little time. But this time, I'm not gonna count on you. I'll see you this summer and forget you when I go back to school. Girl, don't tell me you're right. Girl, don't tell me you're right again this time. My little girl, it's me, don't you know who I am? I met you last summer when you came up to stay with me.
As he himself bespoke on the front end there, Mike Love and all the other Beach Boys from around 1965, 66. You're listening to 45 RPM this time around, 6 degrees of me. Songs by folks that I've had the pleasure to interview or perhaps bumped into in the recording studio.
Hey, you know where that drummer is?
Yeah, it was Joe English.
Awesome!
Mike Love was a very pleasant guy, very engaging on the phone, not at all snarky. He gets a rep as the Yoko Ono of the Beach Boys. Maybe after 100 years of being a star, he knows exactly how to manipulate a conversation, but I didn't get that vibe from him. And these days, we all know media doesn't report the news. It reports the drama. Speaking of engaging conversations, a few years ago and a few years before his untimely passing in 2011, I had a very warm and enjoyable conversation with Andrew Gold of Lonely Boy. And thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
He and I, it turns out, were born in the same year, so we share generational relativity. Like them big words, huh?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I know.
I know.
And we found right off that he was a Beatles fan. I was a Beatles fan. He was a James Bond fan. I was a James Bond fan. He'd had an experience as a kid that left him kind of conflicted. Me, I just enjoyed hearing the story.
One of the strangest psychological moments for me was when I was a huge James Bond fan on his third movie, Goldfinger.
Mm-hmm.
James Bond comes out of Sean Connery and says, and the girl says, I'd like some champagne or something. The girl was later painted gold. Anyway, but it's not chilled. And he goes, oh, drinking unchilled champagne. That's as uncivilized as listening to the Beatles without earplugs.
Yeah.
And here I had my favorite spy star talking about my favorite band and dismissing the band. And I thought, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
From the Gone Too Soon folder, the remarkable talents of Andrew Gold at 45 RPM.
She once had me. She showed me her room. Isn't it good? Norwegian wood. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. I said,
time for bed.
To more of my very talented friend Scott Edward Phelps in a flash. My name is Erica Lee, and I was a radio DJ or personality for more than 30 years. And if you like the way radio used to sound, I'm hoping you'll check out my shows. I do several series, like Forgotten Hits, the songs you know but just don't hear much anymore. Yacht Rock, the smooth rock like your Hall & Oates, Steely Dan, Toto, Chicago, Boz Scaggs.
Lido missed the boat that day, he left the shack.
It's a nice chill vibe. And I have shows devoted to a single artist or band.
Well, American man.
Plus, lots of other theme shows. You can find me on Podomatic.com, Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Just put Erica Lee's podcast into the search. That's E-R-I-C-A-L-E-E.
I got music in me. I got music in me. I got music in me. Yeah. I got music.
And now, back to Scott.
Hi, this is Tony Barrow. I was the Beatles press officer back in the 60s, and you're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
It makes me wanna cry. We said all goodbye
the night before.
Love was in your eyes
the night before.
Now today I find you have changed your mind. Treat me like you did the night before. When I held you near, you were so sincere. Treat me like you did the night before. Last night is the night I will remember you by. When I think of things we did, it makes me wanna cry. Were you telling lies? Treat me like you did the night before, like the night before.
Four young lads from Liverpool with some potential, introduced by a very nice man who was their press agent back in the 60s, Mr. Tony Barrow. You're listening to 45 RPM. Henry Gross isn't a name that necessarily rings a bell. No bell, not a horn. But he did some time with the great 50s band Sha-na-na and had himself a massive hit in the 70s with a song about a dog that crossed the Rainbow Bridge. I had a great phone interview with him some time ago, and he played for me what he was working on at the time. Bright, cooking, and as upbeat as all giddy up.
Giddy up.
Henry Gross at 45 RPM. Christopher Hayden Guest, 5th Baron Hayden Guest. We all know him best as Christopher Guest, the American-British screenwriter, composer, musician, director, actor, comedian. Best known for his wonderful mockumentaries, Best in Show, For Your Consideration, Waiting for Guffman. He was, of course, a third of Spinal Tap. And his wife, the lovely Mrs. Baron Hayden Guest? Well, she's no slouch herself in the creative department. An acclaimed actress, a horror movie queen, an authoress of children's books and other interesting information, and a great phone guest, don't mind telling you. And the lovely Mrs. Christopher Hayden Guest, 5th Baron Hayden Guest.
Hey, this is Jamie Lee Curtis, and you're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
With the theme song from another of her husband's great mockumentaries, A Mighty Wind at 45 RPM.
As I travel down the back roads of this home I love so much, every carpenter and cowboy,
every lame man on a crutch,
they're all talking about a feeling, about a taste that's in the air. They're all talking about this mighty wind that's blowing everywhere. Oh, a mighty wind's a-blowing, it's kicking up the sand, it's blowing out a message to everyone, child and man. Yes, a mighty wind's a
a-flowing, across the land and across the sea. It's flowing peace and freedom, it's flowing equality.
From a lighthouse in Bar Harbor to a bridge called Golden Gates,
from a trawler down in Shreveport to the shore of one great lake,
there's a star on the horizon and it's burning like a flare. It's lighting up this mighty wind that's blowing everywhere.
Oh, a mighty wind's a-blowing, it's kicking up the sand, and it's blowing out a message to every woman, child, and man. Yes, a mighty wind's a-blowing, across the land and across the sea. It's blowing peace and freedom, it's blowing equality.
When the blind man sees the picture, when the deaf man hears the word, when the fisherman stops fishing, when the hunter spares the herd, we'll still hear the wondrous story of a world where people care. Story of this mighty wind that's blowing everywhere.
Oh, a mighty wind's a-blowing, it's kicking up the sand, it's blowing out a message to every woman's child and man. Yes, a mighty wind's a-blowing, across the land and across the sea, it's blowing peace and freedom, it's blowing equality. Yes, it's blowing peace and freedom, it's blowing you and me.
A lot of great music to be found when 45 RPM continues. Welcome.
Hello.
To 45 RPM and your host, author.
Oh, it's so hard to get to 500 words.
Humorist.
You're joking.
I never joke.
Grammy nominated songwriter.
Oompa, loompa, doompa dee doo.
Oh my God.
And award-winning broadcast personality.
La 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 la, I am not listening. La 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 la.
Scott Edward Phelps.
And now, to protect the rights and lives of decent citizens.
Now you're a thief. Everybody I know knows it. You're indiscreet. Anybody on the street knows that you cheat. The damage that you're doing doesn't cross your mind. Stealing hearts just like a thief. Ooh, what a fool. Let's be in a paradise. Wondering what I'm missing, I can't see. It's the same old fascination for a deadly game that sends a mother right into the flame. A fool, but a fool, that's a thief in a paradise. Tell me, baby, who? I wanna know who, but a fool, that's a thief in a paradise.
Who but a fool lets a thief into paradise? Who but a fool lets a thief into paradise?
Welcome back. You're listening to 45 RPM.
How you doing?
Yeah, thanks. I kind of play for the other team.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
You're listening to 45 RPM, this time around 6 degrees of SCP, and he be me. Songs by folk that I've had the chance to talk with or get to know or meet or just bump into in the store and say, hey, I don't know who you are, but I'm really sorry. And hey, aren't you famous?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Bonnie Raitt. I never had the chance to actually meet and or talk and or interview with her, but she did come into the Tower Records store in Nashville once a long time ago when I was in management. And she went around the store doing a little shopping, and of course I was like 40 years older than all the kids who were on staff. They were all thrilled and went up to her, and she was very gracious. She gave them autographs and took pictures. We didn't have selfies in those days. When she left, one of the kids ran over to me and said, oh, she's so cool. And I said, well, of course, she's Bonnie Raitt. And I said, I'm just curious, what did she sign for you? And she said, well, I didn't have anything, so I just tore a piece of paper and she signed that. And I said, can I take a look at it? And the girl handed it to me, and Bonnie Raitt had written, nice hanging with you, Bonnie Raitt. Somehow, you had to know that's how she signs them.
She's a righteous dude.
Volunteer Jam, downtown Nashville, 1982. Charlie Daniels Band. I think some members of the Marshall Tucker Band, a number of other name acts performing for the yearly concert that Charlie Daniels put on to raise funds for a worthy charity. And I and then my wife of like 25 minutes or so sang backgrounds with this guy. He introduced us from the stage as having been newly married.
That's the loveliest thing I've ever heard.
The popularity of the song remains to this day. The marriage?
Splat!
What are you gonna do? The one-of-a-kind voice of Dobie Gray at 45 RPM.
If you could see me now, one who said that he'd rather roam, the one who said he'd rather be alone. If you could only see me now, if I could hold you now, just for a moment, if I could really make you mine, just for a while, turn back the hands of time. If I could only hold you now. I've been too long in the wind, too long in the rain, taking any comfort that I can. Looking back and longing for the freedom of my chains, and lying in your loving arms again. If you could hear me now, dreaming of the arms that held me tight. If you could only hear me now. Oh, I've been too long in the wind, too long in the rain, taking any comfort that I can. Yes, I'm looking back and longing for the freedom of my chains, and lying in your loving arms again. I can almost feel your loving arms again.
You're listening to 45 RPM.
And now for something completely different.
One of the more pleasurable things about doing terrestrial morning radio was often the opportunity to interview famous people. And although I had my share of why am I even talking to these people and why are they famous, there were a lot of very interesting conversations with a lot of really talented people. At three different occasions, I got to talk with cast members from the very successful sitcom MASH. Had a nice conversation with Alan Alda. Interesting conversation with Mike Farrell, who played B.J. Honeycutt and is married in real life to 1962 Johnny Angel hitmaker Shelley Fabre. But I think the funnest interview was the one I did with the guy who was only supposed to be in one episode of the series, became so popular that he was a recurring character on the series, and then for the remainder of the series was a regular. And all he had to do was dress for success, so to speak. The witty, talented, and very charming guy who played Corporal Klinger.
Hi, this is Jamie Farr, and you're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
Come on and dress me, dress me, dress me in my finest array. Cause just in case you haven't heard, today's Dormido Day. Dress me in my silver garters, dress me in my diamond studs. Cause I'm going Dormidoing in my Dormido duds. I want my undulating undies with the marabou frills. I want my beautiful bolero with the porcupine quills. I want my purple nylon girdle with the orange blossom buds. Cause I'm going do-me-doing in my do-me-do duds. Come on and dress me, dress me, dress me in my peekaboo blouse. With the lovely interlining made of Chesapeake mouse. I want my polka dotted dickie with the crinoline fringe. Or I'm going do-me-doing on a do-me-do binge. I want my lavender spats, and in addition to them, I want my honey-colored gusset with the herringbone hem. I want my softest little jacket made of watermelon suede, and my long persimmon placket with the platinum braid. I want my leg of mutton sleeves, and in addition to those, I want my cutie chamois booties with the leopard skin bows. I want my pink brocaded bodice with the fluffy fuzzy ruffs, and my gorgeous bright blue bloomers with the monkey feather cuffs. I want my organdy snood, and in addition to that, I want my chiffon Mother Hubbard lined with Hudson Bay rat. Dress me up from top to bottom, dress me up from tip to toe, dress me up in silk and spinach, for today is Dormido, Dormido Day, Dormido Day. So come and dress me in the blossoms of a million pink trees. Come on and dress me up in liverwurst and camembert cheese. Come on and dress me up in pretzels. Dress me up in Bock beer suds.
Cause I'm going.
At the turn of the 2000s, I was managing a small AM station in Annapolis, Maryland, and hadn't done a lot of interviewing up to that point. I just on a whim started contacting people via emails and any contact information I could find and just saying, hey, I got a radio show, would you like to come on? In one case, I went to this particular lady's website and found a contact phone number. Assuming it to be either her agent or her fan club, I went ahead and called the number, and it was her office. The lady who answered was very pleasant, and I said, may I please speak to... She said, sure, hold on. The lady herself came on the phone. I said, hi, I'm a big fan. I do a radio show. I'd like to have you come on and talk to me. She said, sure. We arranged for a time. I told her I'd take 10 or 15 minutes of her time. She called. We were live on the air. We talked for over an hour. There's an old cliche. Well, they couldn't have been nicer. I'm here to tell you, that cliche was invented by the gracious, legendary, and very talented Brenda Lee at 45 RPM.
I wish I could come back to you, dear. Cause I know that you want me to. But too much water's run under that old bridge. There's too many rivers between me.
cross deep. Too many dreams have been lost, and there's too many long nights that I have turned and tossed. There's too many rivers to cross. For a moment, I blame only you. We both kill the fruit on the vine. And when you try to put love back together,
this is Isai Morales. You're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
Mr. Morales, an accomplished American actor known for roles in NYPD Blues, CSI Miami, Law & Order SVU, Criminal Minds, Blue Bloods, are you sensing a theme here? And movies like Bad Boys and Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning. But during our phoner, we talked a lot about his role as the real-life ex-convict, biker, half-brother of an ill-fated rock and roll pioneer. That pioneer? Richie Valens, the movie La Bamba at 45 RPM. This guy, a preeminent musician in the early history of rock and roll and pop music. I met him when we were writing for the same publishing company in Nashville for several years in the early 1980s. Oh, yeah, and he wrote songs, too. Had a few hits.
A little bit.
Here's one by a friend of his, the musician Steve Cropper. Otis Redding at 45 RPM.
Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get weary. Old shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. when she gets weary, try a little tenderness. Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, that. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess. Yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. Gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness.
RPM and
finally met her a couple of times to be able to say hi, how are you. Met him and talked with him a couple of times, once when he did an in-store performance at Tower Records. He's a very likable guy. She likes him too. They've been successfully married for over 20 years, and between them they have about 60 kabillion hits. And from the Brenda Lee school of They Couldn't Be Nicer, Vince Gill, Amy Grant at 45 RPM.
You're in your darkest hour. When the lights are gonna Shall we speak the unspoken language of love?
You mean the kind only dogs can hear?
Yes, the very same.
Scott Edward Phelps. Join me next time. There's lots of great music to be found at 45 RPM. When the lights are going on in the house of
love. Dawn, that's the end.
Turn it off, man!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
We'll catch you next time.
Time to get back to the real world.
And like that,